Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to KEI Industries Limited Q4 FY22 earnings conference call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Dani from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Dani.
Thank you, Nirav. Good afternoon, everyone. We are pleased to host the senior management team of KEI Industries today. We have with us Mr. Anil Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director of the company, and Mr. Rajeev Gupta, CFO of the company. Let us start this call with the management's initial comments, followed by Q&A. Over to you, Anil, sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. I'm Anil Gupta, and joining me with me, Rajeev Gupta, Director of Finance. Warm welcome to all of you on this conference call. I'll give you a brief about this performance in the Q4, and then followed by yearly achievement. In Q4, the company has achieved a net sales of 1,791.7 crore against rupees 1,246 crore last year. The growth in the net sales is 43.76%. Company has achieved highest ever quarterly sales in this quarter. EBITDA achieved is 179.7 crore against 140 crore last year in the Q4. Growth is around 28.45%. EBITDA/net sales margin is 10.03% as against 11.23% in the same period previous year. EBITDA margin declined mainly because of some expenses normalized back to pre-COVID level and sharp fluctuations in input costs as well as in case of export orders, the sea freight. Profit after tax this quarter is rupees 115.88 crore against rupees 86.1 crore last year. Growth in the PAT is 34.57%. Company has achieved highest ever quarterly PAT during this quarter. Profit after tax/net sales margin is 6.47% against 6.91% last year same period. The domestic institutional wire and cable sales through our direct sales B2B is grown by 47% in this quarter. Domestic institutional extra high voltage cable sales is 146 crore. Growth is approximately 103% compared to last year. Export sales in this quarter is rupees 177 crore against rupees 126 crore. Growth is approximately 40%. The total cable institutional sale contributed about 53% in fourth quarter against last year same period, 50%. Sales through dealer network in this Q4 is 717 crore in fourth quarter against rupees 464 crore last year. Growth is approximately 55%. From the beginning of the year 2021, company has been working on strengthening its dealer and distribution network and has recruited more than 150 additional marketing people from FMEG product background at different levels pan-India basis, resulting into good growth in the dealer and distribution segment. We expect further boost in this as the active working professionals all over India in the marketing are now established, and we expect better results this year as well. The total active dealers of the company as on 31st March 2021, 2022 was approximately 1,805 numbers. The total sales contributed through dealer network out of the total sales of the company is 40% through the B2C segment. I will mention that in this quarter, we have grown in volume terms also by 19.7%.
In cable division.
In wire and cable division. Out of that, then sales from EPC department other than cable is 109 crore. As against previous year, rupees 133 crore. Decline is approximately 18% in fourth quarter. Out of the total sales of EPC, the sales of extra cable EPC is 37 crore. The sales of stainless steel wires in Q4 in 21-22 is 61 crore against rupees 45 crore in the same quarter last year. Growth is approximately 34%. Now I come to the result summary of for the full year of financial year 21-22. The total net sales achieved is 5,726.55 crore against rupees 4,181 crore in the last year. Growth in the net sales is approximately 37%. EBITDA in financial year 21-22 is 603.57 crore against rupees 475.5 crore. The growth in EBITDA is around 27%. EBITDA / net sales margin is 10.54% as against 11.37% in the previous whole year. The profit after tax during the year is 376 crore against rupees 269.5 crore last year. Growth in the PAT is 39.5%. Profit after tax versus net sales margin has improved to 6.45% last year. The domestic institutional wire and cable sale contributed and improved by 33%, contributed 33% as against 30% last year. The total extra high voltage cable sale is 512 crore against rupees 418 crore in the previous year. Growth is approximately 23%. Export sales in 21-22 is 585 crore against rupees 608 crore. The decline is approximately 44%. Export contributes approximately 10%, out of which cable contributes 7%, EPC 1% and stainless steel wire 2%, as against 14.5% last year. Sales through dealer networks, that is B2C sale, achieved is 2,319 crore as against 1,408 crore. Growth in this segment is 65% compared to last year. So the sales through dealer network has contributed 40% of the total turnover against 34% last year. Now the sales of EPC department other than cable is rupees 380 crore against previous year rupees 466 crore. Decline is around 18%. This is in line with our previous guidance to lower EPC business and restrict it to 10 to 12% of the total revenue. EPC contributed rupees approximately 7%. Out of the total sales of EPC, extra high voltage cable EPC is execution portion is 128 crore as against 105 crore last year. Stainless steel wire sale in financial year 21-22 is totally contributed 226 crore against rupees 140 crore last year. The growth achieved is 61% over a full year period. The pending order position as on 30 is approximately 2,419 crore, out of which the EPC order spending are 959 crore, which includes ADB-funded turnkey project in Nepal, 202 crore, and Gambia, which is again a World Bank funded project, is 410 crore. Incidentally, we have not booked any new EPC orders in the last financial year from the domestic domestic market. However, we did book the turnkey orders, project orders of extra high voltage cable, wherein the 80% of the value of the order is only cables, which is manufactured by us, and the execution portion is very small. The pending order position of extra high voltage cable is 224 crore, and domestic cables 1100 crore, and export order pending is 137 crore. So the total is 2419 crore. Besides that, we are L1 in orders of approximately 61 crore in extra high voltage cables. The company's credit rating from ICRA, CARE and India Rating is AA- for long-term bank facilities and A1+ for short-term bank facilities. The book value per equity share of the company is ₹236.98 as on March 31st, 2022, as against 197.83 as on March 31st, 2022. Company's net debt, including acceptances, is ₹270 crore as on 31st March 2022, as against 408 crore as on 31st March 21. It was ₹922 crore as on 31st March 2022. During financial year 21-22, finance cost has decreased to ₹40.39 crore. Against ₹57.31 crore in the previous year same period. Percentage of financial charges on net sales has decreased to 0.71% from 1.37%. Now, I'll give you a brief about the future outlook. Our strategy is to increase continuously retail sales and through our B2C segment. Downsizing EPC business is working well. And in future, within 2 years' time, our retail sale will reach at least 50% of the total sales of the company, with annual growth of 30 to 35% per annum in the retail business. The retail business offers superior growth prospects with better margins and lower working capital requirements. The capacity utilized during FY21-22 is 76% in cable division, 59% in housewire division, and 84% in stainless steel wire division. So the company already has capacity in place to achieve growth for the current financial year. Company is in the process to expand the capacity by setting up a greenfield project for low tension, high tension and extra high voltage cables with an investment of approximately rupees 800 crores staggered over 3 to 4 years to maintain a growth of 17 to 18% CAGR in the coming years. For last 15 years, we have achieved a CAGR growth of approximately 15%, and in last 5 years, the CAGR is 20%, except 2021 due to the COVID. Overall, company is targeting approximately 18 to 20% growth in the current year with strong order book in hand and good inquiry pipeline and good demand from government and private capex. And also by increasing our footprint through our dealer network. The demand drivers and the industry outlook, we see a robust demand government capex and infra spending, especially from oil and gas sector, refineries expansion and fuel upgradation projects, solar power projects, and tunneling and ventilation projects in highways as well as railways. Similarly, the metro rail projects, etc. In the private side, the sector side, the strong capex is seen in solar power projects, real estate projects, and in the we see a strong industrial demand due to this PLI schemes given by the government, and we are seeing revival of CapEx in, especially in steel, cement, and many other miscellaneous industries. With this brief, I thank you very much for and request and invite you to ask any questions, whatever you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Mahavir Jain from Avendus Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opening remark. So my first question is on the order book breakup. I'm really sorry, I couldn't get it. Can you repeat it?
So total order book is 2,419 crore, out of which EPC order is close to 959 crore. Extra high voltage power cable is 224 crore, plus the 61 crore is the L1 order, and the domestic cable order book position is close to 1,100 crore, and export order book position is 137 crore.
Thanks, sir. So my second question is on the margin guidance. So since we are seeing a high cost inflation in terms of metal prices, so any guidance on that, any sense on that?
Margin, we are able to maintain close to 10.5% to 11% range. It's all depending on the input pressure, but we are in the range.
And the last question on the electrical goods side, any sense on that?
At present, we are strengthening our dealer distributor network. And for that, from the last financial year, last quarter, we have engaged one retail sales head also, who is taking care, and that background is from the switch gear. But at least for another 6 months, we will further strengthening our dealer distributor network, because we want to grow further from here. Already we have reached close to 40%, our target to reach 45 to 47% contribution from dealer distributor network in this current financial year. So when we will be reaching to that level, then we will be adding slowly one or two products in a year.
So for now, switchgear is the prime product?
Yes, but not for now. It will be at least after 6 months.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prakash Goel from ICICI Prudential Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I just want to understand why there has been a change in accounting method with respect to inventory.
Basically, the ERP does not support the FIFO method. So in FIFO, we need to calculate them manually actually. So because of that, the ERP supports only moving average. So all the big companies are now having only the inventory method is through moving average. So we have also shifted to moving average.
Which ERP system is this, sir?
Yes, that is a BAN. Now in form.
Okay, I'll take it probably over. I just wanted to understand, what is the impact of this?
Impact has already been disclosed in the result notes.
Not for the previous year, for this quarter. How much profit has been understated because of shifting?
No, but the very small amount hai, that is already written there. The table is there actually.
What is that?
Please go ahead.
Hello. No, that's what I wanted to understand as to why the accounting...
It is basically to automate.
Because to automate and bring the inventory calculations on the ERP. Because the ERP system was not, supporting, FIFO method.
Majority of the companies we track are on FIFO, and I suppose SAP supports FIFO, but I'll take it offline, sir, to understand it in greater detail.
No, we have the BAN. Now most of the companies, whether you talk of Havells or other companies, they have already moved to moving average.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you for that. That's all from my
side. Moving average is more scientific actually.
No, that's true, but what happens, like, no, the advantage of changing these besides the...
No, it is not advantage, it is just automate, actually.
Understood.
Because we want to automate, actually.
Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
All the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naval Seth from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. A couple of questions. If you can, you know, highlight what is the status of capacity expansion plan? You know, has the land been totally procured now? So by when it will be operational?
Almost 35% land has already been registered, and every week few registries are going on. So earlier we were thinking that by 31st of May we will be acquire complete land, but at present it seems that at least 2 months will take place to acquire the land. So it's 100 acre land, so we have already registered 30% now.
Okay, so basically then it will be operationalized only by end of FY24. Is that fair assumption?
Yes, in third quarter of 24.
Okay. And sir, CAPEX, what you have stated is 800 crores over 3 years. So F23 CAPEX, any guidance on that?
22-23 CAPEX will be in the range of 150 to 200 crores.
And this will include land cost?
No, land cost then it will be 200 crores.
Okay. And in terms of order book, the same has kind of dipped you know, on sequential basis, marginally grown on YOY basis. So, you know, what has been the reason for the shortfall? Are we back on track in April? How you are sensing 1Q over there?
In the order book, the normal low tension, high tension power cable, that order book is mainly in the range of 1100 crore to 1300 crore range. In extra high voltage power cable, sometimes it may go up to 400 crores, and at present it is close to 300 crore. So once one order comes, it's almost 100 to 150 crore single order.
Actually, the earlier our order book position used to be in the range of 3000 crore approximately in last 3-4 years. It was mainly because of the EPC orders. Since we have reduced the EPC business, that is the reason that order book looks lesser, but because we are normally executing orders maximum within 3 to 4 months. And secondly, in the B2C side of the business, which is constituting now 40%, there is practically no order booking. The order comes and dispatched from the stocks, so it is a sort of an instant order and instant sale.
Okay.
I hope I am clear.
Yeah, you are clear over here. In terms of receivables, so last year, F22, we would have got 150 crores as retention money from government. So the similar amount can be expected this year also?
Yeah, this year additional 125 crores will come. So last year, we received more than 150 crores. So this year, another 125 crores will come. So our receivable has already gone down from 3.87 months to 2.9 months.
So which has been your target 2.9 months, and it will sustain over here?
It will reduce further from 2.9 to our target to reach 2.5 months.
And
because our retail sale is increasing, so it will be in the range of 2.5.
And sir, 2.5 will be achieved in FY23 or, you know, will take...
We will be trying in 23.
Okay. And in the past, sir, because we had stated as our focus is high on retail distribution and, you know, retail revenues, which will also be margin accretive going forward. Because of the commodity inflation and because of the logistic cost increase, so the margin increase guidance, so how we should look at it, has that got now postponed to FY24? Or we will still see some benefit coming in the current financial year?
See, earlier also we were in the range of 10.5 to 11% and last year we achieved 11%. But in 21-22 we achieved 10.5%. mainly because of the inflation in the input cost. But once this settle in this current financial year, we will again be going towards 11%.
And that, if I remember, in between there was some guidance of 100 plus basis point expansion because of that retail sales. So that would be then in FY24 once everything settled down.
Yeah, once everything settled down, and due to increase in retail and the increase in the pricing from the next year, as an earlier spoke, that from the next year onward we will be improving our pricing once we are at a 50% contribution level. So it will further strengthening our EBITDA margin by 0.25 to 0.5 basis point each and every year.
Understood. And last question is on volume. So can you you know, provide volume details for house wire segment in 4Q? And what is your expectation of that 18-19% revenue guidance growth, if you can bifurcate that within the segments for FY23?
See, the last year our volume growth was close to 21% as a whole, wherein the last quarter was the 19.7%. But as a whole for full year, our in the whole wire and cable division, we have grown by 21% volume.
Thank you. Now I'll request you to come back in the question queue for a follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Manoj from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks, sir. So most of the questions have been answered. One thing I would like to understand is what would be the strategy or the mindset behind the new categories that we are trying to venture into over the next 6 months? Like, what would be the overall thought process apart from building strong distribution network, because that would be one of the key driver. But other than that, what would be the thought process, what would be the other initiatives, and how we target to scale this business over next 2 to 3 years?
At the moment, you know, we'll be able to give you some guidance about the new products maybe after 6 months, because we are yet still discussing the it. At the moment, we are strengthening our network for improving our sales of house wires and cables, then we will gradually take a call on which segment to go about. The prime purpose will be to utilize the same dealers and manpower to sell some additional products, but we'll be able to really give some this idea maybe after 6 months.
Sure, sir. So over, if you look at now, for several years, we have been doing extremely well in the house wire segment. So eventually, if you look at the B2C business, has been doing extremely strong. So now, in fact, even in the current period, what I understand that you have definitely done better than industry in the house wire segment. So what's leading to this strong growth, this continuous growth, and what's influencing your channel partners to stock more of AI products, replace some other brands? So what's happening at the ground level? That would be very helpful, sir.
You see, I'll state it like this. Since our base was low as compared to others, so what we did was first improved our branding. Secondly, increased our reach to the areas where we were not present, where we had no marketing team or we didn't have the dealers. We tapped those areas and, did micro-level planning about towns and districts and, pushed the dealer and influencer schemes to get some more market share. We are still, comparatively far behind the other players like Havells or Polycab in the wire segment. So there is still a lot of room exists to grow in this area.
Right, sir. So that I completely agree to that. And so my question would be, just follow up on this, like, how would the gross margins differ for house wires as compared to other brands like Havells or probably Polycab?
In our case, the EBITDA margin is close to 11% in the wiring segment, or maybe plus. But in the institutional sale, our EBITDA margin is close to 10 to 10.5%, and in export is also in the 11% range. So that was earlier also communicated to you. But after the current financial year, once we will be reaching towards 50% sale or contribution through dealer distributor, then the pricing will be the gap of the price between the top players and the KI, we will be basically narrowing down in the coming years.
Right, sir. So one last question, if I may squeeze in. So on the margin side, Q3, we had highlighted like there were some old price orders that we had executed, especially in the EHV side. And we were confident that probably 4Q won't take a major hit. And in fact, sequentially, what we have seen is margins have declined. And so probably FY23, largely when you're talking about margin improvement on YOY basis, so that would be led by product mix, or whether there would be some normalization in pricing strategy, and how do you see it?
Manoji, we work as a company as a whole, sometimes even in spite of the input cost rising, but we increase our sale, or we were able to increase our sale in fourth quarter, so that the expenses percentage versus sale has gone down, and we were able to maintain the EBITDA as well as PAT. And the whole year also, because of the lower interest cost, we were able to maintain our PAT percentage as compared to last year was also higher. So that is the basically the management efficiency, wherein if we are losing at some front, then we are gaining at another front. So in future also you will see, so that's why we generally communicate the EBITDA margin is close to 10.5 to 11% range. Because jo Excel aayega, wo to aa jayega. But we are trying to maintain almost PAT level close to 6.5% range now.
Right, sir. So this was very helpful. Thanks a lot and wish you all the best, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Manoj.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for a great set. I think actuals continue to beat the guidance given at the start of the year. Sir, firstly, there was a revised filing of results on the stock exchange. I just saw 5 minutes back before the start of this call. Any material change?
No, just one figure was actually not able to read people, Sunday creditors. So that was figure 600 something, but there was showing by zooming it was 850 crore. So that's why we have revised, submitted. It was pointed out by Mr. Amit Mahavara of Edelweiss Capital.
Got it, sir.
So otherwise the numbers are same, the same chart. There was a scanning mistake was there only.
Got it, sir. So moving on to questions. So on the category-wise peak revenue, you know, I obviously understand the guidance, and Anilji mentioned that capacity is in place to meet 6,600 crore of top line next year. But broadly, if I look at the full year performance for LTHT, EHV, housing and stainless steel, and I'm also assuming there has been some capacity expansion happened during the year also, there are some volume number available in terms of, you know, these capacities. Let's say, for example, EHV is somewhere about 900 kilometers, LT cable are about 1.2 lakh kilometers, housing wire, you know, almost like 1.2 million kilometers, stainless steel was about 7,200 tons. Could you help me understand by March 22, are there any changes, material changes within this segment in terms of capacity, and what is the peak revenue possible through this, you know, through these segments, and not connecting it to the guidance?
Yeah, yeah. Rahul, peak revenue with this capacity available with us, we can reach out to 6,800 crore to 7,200 crore. Because already, as Anilji had communicated, in the cable division, we have utilized 76%. So almost more than 20% capacity there is. House wire, since we have set up a new plant in 19, so almost 60% capacity we are utilizing. So almost 40% capacity ideal for house wire. But for extra high voltage power cable, we are already utilizing 95% capacity. So there is not much scope.
But we are definitely working every year to doing debottlenecking process, and by debottlenecking process and efficient improvements, we are able to improve our capacities from the same plant by 5%. This year also we'll be working on in terms of some changes in the replacement of some machinery and debottlenecking process, which will further jack up the capacity to 5 to 7% extent.
Sir, fair to say that EHV. Got it, sir. Sir, fair to say EHV full year should be like 600 crores run rate and housing wire at about 1800 crores run rate. Fair to say that?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And sir, second question was essentially on the margins. Now, a lot have been discussed around it, but the way we analysts understand that generally it's a pass-through in cable and wire segment because it's pretty straightforward, relatively smoother versus other electrical products, and
yes,
purely because it's related to copper and aluminium. But now if I look at gross margins, and the way I'm calculating it is basically sales minus raw material cost, there are historical lows for KEI at 24%. Now, the long-term average has been like 30% for the last 6-7 years. Would I really understand why is this happening, even though we're trying to pass it?
I will explain how. First of all, we have reduced our EPC sale. In our EPC sale, we were almost supplying 25 to 35% of the cable, where the cable margin was much, much higher. So now we have reduced EPC sale. So the average percentage of gross margin has gone down because of that, number one. Number two, the input cost has sharply fluctuated in the last financial year. So because of that, there is a lag effect of 15 days in the retail market, because in every 15 days we are revising the list price, and mostly we are having 3 to 4 months a pending order position, but we are having 2.5 to 3 months inventory. So almost 25 to 30 days lag effect is there in the institutional side. So because of that, because last year the prices were going only in the one direction. If they were going up and down, then it is averaged out. So because of that impact was there. But we have make up that because of high sales volume in the fourth quarter as well as the whole year. So because of that, we were able to maintain the EBITDA as well as the PAT.
So should I assume that the gross margins ever go back to 30%? Because
so we are not working for gross margin. We are working for EBITDA level, because sometimes aluminium cable is we are selling, sometimes copper cable we are selling. So EBITDA margin will be in the range of 10.5 to 11% and our PAT margin will be closer to the 6.5%.
Done, sir. Best wishes to you ahead for fiscal 23. Thank you so much for answering
that. Yeah, thank you, Rahulji. As you have seen the last 5 years, you will see the sustainable growth in the next 5 years also.
Awesome.
Thank you. Next question is from Lanav Srinidhi from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers, both P&L and balance sheet. Sir, would it be possible to give some more color on your growth guidance of 18 to 20%? What really driving this strong guidance, particularly given copper prices we are seeing softening and probably growth has to be driven much more by volume rather than price?
I have already mentioned that there is a good pipeline of inquiries from government infra spending, especially in the railways, metro rail, tunnel ventilation projects, oil and gas sector, like refineries upgradation in terms of fuel upgradation projects, as well as expansion, capacity expansion projects, and private capex also, including real estate and the construction sector. So that gives us the confidence, and what inquiries are in hand, what orders we are booking every month, that gives us the confidence the growth which we are projecting. I can say that our monthly order intake, new order intake, is in line with our projections what we are giving to you. So far as copper prices are softening, we can't say that how much it has softened. These are temporary fluctuations, and we are more driven by the volumes. If we are able to improve the volumes, we are more satisfied than just growing by the due to the cost of input rate.
machinery, as you have seen the last year also, we have grown the volume terms close to 21%. So whatever capacity we are having, at least 18% volume terms we can grow. Prices we cannot control, but at least volume terms we will be definitely growing close to 18%.
Okay, good to hear that, sir. And sir, with company turning net cash, can investors expect increased dividend payout ratios in coming years?
Because we are into expansion, so every year we need to spend around 200 to 250 crore rupees, and we are reducing our financial cost by way of the cash purchases. So little bit increase every year we are doing in terms of the dividend payout. So in future also that kind of increase will be there.
Okay. And one last bookkeeping question, sir. Out of 2,300 odd revenue through dealer distribution network, can you bifurcate that between housing wire and HTLT cables?
Definitely. The dealer distributor division close to 1,284 crore of the wire and okay. Balance 1,033 crore of the HTLT cables through dealer distributor.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those were my questions. All the very best for future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshit Kapadia from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations.
Harshit, awaaz nahi aa raha aapka.
Is this okay, sir? Yeah, so congratulations first of all for a very good set of numbers. Just wanted to check, you know, we have seen the inflation in the commodity price continuously rising. Is there any some softness in demand which you have seen in the month of April or part of May? If you can highlight, that would be helpful.
We have not seen any softening of demand. It is basically only deferment of purchases by 2 to 3 weeks by the customers because of the very high LME of aluminium, copper and even steel. So the demand has not gone anywhere. It is there. So and we are seeing a very good order booking now because the markets have softened, prices have softened, and we have seen a very good booking now at the moment.
Okay. That's good. Secondly, sir, what we have seen, you know, looking at yours as well as your competitor results, it looks like people are chasing, as in companies are chasing market share rather than taking the adequate price increase to offset the inflation. So how much more price hike is required to reach, KEI to reach to a 10.5% EBITDA margin level? Right now we are at 9.6%.
So that 9.6% is basically the institutional orders which wherein at least 1 month lag effect is there. So now if the prices are settled, so then again the margin will be in the range of 10.5 to 11%.
So far as price hike is concerned, I think whatever price hikes were to be done due to input cost increases have already been done. And now no more price hikes are needed, at least for our industry, unless the LME goes up further.
Understood, sir. And any color you can give us on the export portfolio, sir, because we have been trying to get into new countries. Right now we are at 400 crores and you are looking to, you know, raise it to, let's say, 700 plus crores. So any strategy on this would be helpful, sir.
First, we are focusing on increasing the sales in the existing countries of exports. Plus, we are working on, certifications in some more countries so that it forming teams, exposing ourselves to more and more international exhibitions since they have started to get more agents and network in some new countries like South America, North America, and similarly some African countries also. So it will yield dividend. For last 2 years, we were not able to, our exports were stagnant, mainly because there was no traveling anywhere by our export teams.
Understood. And how much could be the number? Any suggestion you can have for FY23 in terms of
exports? At least 12 to 15% growth will be there in export also.
12 to 15. Okay, that is good to hear. And sir, just a bookkeeping question to Rajiv. Sir, is it possible to you share the interest cost breakup for FY22?
Yeah. Please note down. Interest on term loan was 1.97 crore and working capital interest was close to 20 crore. LC interest cost was very less, 0.57 crore. Bank charges on LC was 0.63 crore. Bank charges on bank guarantee was 10.6 crore and processing charges etc. was 6.39 crore. So it put together 40.39 crore.
Fair enough, sir. And just final question, and with this new product that we'll be launching in switchgears, you will be having a separate team?
No, new product launching is just after 6 months focusing only and only on the houseware and improving our dealer distributor network and the sales to the level of 50%, because in the existing we can make the profit. For any new product, we cannot make profit at least for 5 years.
Okay. But there would be a separate team would be there for...
No, the same team, those who are catering. We have already divided our dealer distributor team in two parts. One is taking care of consumer and another taking care of the dealer distributor, those who are working for the projects.
Fair enough, sir. This was really helpful and all the best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikunj Gala from Sundaram Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, Nikunj.
Hello.
Audible, sir? Yes, audible.
Sorry for that. Is it possible to give us... copper volume consumed in the FY22 versus say FY20 or FY19?
I will give you. Yeah. FY22 versus FY21 I can give you right now.
Sure.
Just a minute. So copper and aluminium both, because the conductor either by metal or in copper aluminium. So financial year 22, we have consumed 67,978 metric ton, as against 56,107 in the previous year. So almost growth is 21. Yeah.
Okay. In case possible, I'll take the FY2019 volume also. And just secondly,
I am having this right now, but if you call,
I'll give you that. No problem. Yeah. And then secondly, is it possible to just help us in the understanding of working capital going forward? So is there any liquidity constraint you are seeing in the market, or what kind of a level you are comfortable with?
No, you see, our receivable cycle has already gone down. Our inventory was 2.19 month last year, which is in 22 is almost same 2.26 month. But our debtor has already gone down from 3.87 months to 2.92 months. And our creditor is depending on the cash available we are having. So this year we were having sufficient cash. So we have gone for the cash purchase and the creditor holding was only 1.6 months as against 2.13 months.
Right. So I'm thinking, in a sustainable basis, what is the number of days you are working with?
So our working capital cycle is at present 3.41 months because...
Yeah.
Sir, we are unable to hear you.
Hello?
Go down to less than 3 months.
Sir, sorry to interrupt you. We lost your audio. May I request you to repeat the answer one second, please?
Hello? Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir. Now we can hear you fine.
Yeah. At present... As per the balance sheet, our working capital cycle is 3.41 months, wherein the creditor is only 1.6 months. Normally, creditor is close to 2.5 months. So, if we consider that, then the working capital cycle is already less than 3 months.
Okay. So, that is a sustainable, one can assume going forward also, right?
You see, the receivable and inventory is sustainable. As I said, receivable from 2.5, targeting 2.5 months in this financial year. And the inventory will be in the range of 2.25 months. And creditor against depending on the cash we are having in hand.
Okay, sure. Okay, thank you.
Because
sir.
we are getting benefit on the cash purchase.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Harsh Shah from Jefferies India. Please go ahead.
Oh yeah, thank you. Actually, my question has been answered.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Infinite Capital. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the follow-up. Just one question. You said the new plant will, you know, start in phases sometime in 3Q of fiscal 24. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So, sir, abhi apna, you know, the capacity, peak capacity, you're talking about 7,000 crore. I think you'll be very close to that number next year. So first half of fiscal 24, you know, 9 months of fiscal 24, we'll have some kind of, we'll need some kind of capacity, right, to further grow from there. So any thoughts whether I'm doing this calculation right or...
No, Anil,
already mentioned that every year we are improving the capacities by 5 to 7% in our existing plants by debottlenecking process. And we will be having adequate capacity to cater to our requirements before our new plant comes up for production.
Already Anil ji has taken a decision to adding the capacity in our Chinchpada plant of house wire.
Got it, sir. That clarifies.
We are adding the capacity.
I'm going to 5 minutes phone call.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Khadija Mantri from Sher Khan. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. First of all, I would like to say that this volume and value market share in wires and cables, I understand that you are at a low market share as compared to Havells and Polycab, but can you just give a color on your market share, at least in the organized segment, and whether it has increased in the last year or in the last quarter gone by?
You see, the market share in the wiring segment, our market share is close to 6%, house wire segment. But in the institutional side, our cable market share is close to 12 to 14%.
Okay. And sir, I want to understand more about the PLI scheme. As some of the companies like Blue Star, they have said that it's going to be an incremental revenue. So I just wanted to have your perspective on the same and how is it going to be accounted for in the future for the upcoming capacity.
See, from PLI scheme, it will be bringing in very heavy new capex by several companies in the private sector in the manufacturing of solar equipment, solar power equipment, batteries, mobile sets, white goods, and many other equipments. So they will be setting up new industries, and the cables are required heavily when any new industry comes up, and it gives a multiplier effect to the power needed as well as the industrial requirements in those projects.
Thank you. Ms. Mantri, I'll request to come back in the question queue for a follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Bob from Falcon. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. You mentioned you have been growing sales.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, your voice is not very clear.
Hey, am I audible now?
Slightly.
Hello. Yeah, you mentioned that you had been increasing your sales through increased dealer penetration because you're starting off from a low base. So when is that expected to level off? Because once you have dealers in most areas of the country, your growth should level off, shouldn't it?
No, I mean, that is what I was talking about of the house wire. So because our base has been low, it will take, I think, another 3 years for us to reach to level off. How much it will level off, I cannot say, because if we are growing, other companies will also strive to grow. So our aim is to grow, but not to compete and go in a rat race of others at how much market share we gain. We want a decent growth and a profitable growth. That is our aim.
I understand that. My point was more that once you have a dealer in an area that has not been serviced before, there will be an initial spurt of growth, but after that, there won't be much growth, correct? Because the dealer is already there.
There will be growth. There will be growth, but it will be maybe 20%. It may not be 50%. That will be the difference. That's all. Once we reach to a significant base.
Okay, that you're saying will take 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see, the existing company is also growing. You may be talking of your Polycare, Havel. They are also still they are having so many dealer distribution.
But the markets are growing also.
But if the market is growing, they are also growing.
Yeah, but the growth rates are not as high as yours.
No, if the base is higher, then the percentage growth will be not to that kind.
Right, yeah, that's what I meant actually, because your growth rates are now much higher than the industry growth rates.
Yes.
That's driven by the low base.
Yes.
So once the base gets higher, then it'll start coming down, correct? It'll be similar to the industry growth rate.
Yes, sir, but after 3-4 years.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devang Patel from NAFA Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Sir, have we not changed the accounting policy? What would our Q4 margins look like?
Future margins will be in the range of 10.5 to 11.
No. Had you not changed the accounting policy, what will be?
No, it is only 3-4 crore rupees impact, not much impact of the inventory.
So that was the impact for last year in FY21, right?
FY22. Also, no? It is very minor impact, because moving average says the average and the FIFO method says the first in, first out. So it is not much.
Okay. So secondly, what is our revenue contribution from renewables?
From renewables?
Yes, renewables, energy, solar, etc.
We can answer it later.
हमारे लिए तो वो सेम इंडस्ट्री है, बिकॉज वेदर इट इज गोज टू सोलर, इट इज गोज टू विंड, इट गोज टू दी थर्मल, फॉर अस इट इज दी पावर सेक्टर एक्चुअली.
यस, बट यू नो अर्लियर कॉल यू मेंशनड दैट इन सोलर मच मोर डीसी केबल्स आर रिक्वायर्ड.
वी कैन क्वांटिफाई इट एंड विल लेट यू नो.
ओके ओके, दैट्स ऑल फ्रॉम माय साइड. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. The next question is from the line of Harsha from Jefferies India. Please go ahead.
Sir, is it possible to repeat the interest cost breakup, please?
Yeah, please note down.
Yeah.
Interest on term loan is 1.97 crore. Right. Interest on working capital is 20 crore rupees approximately.
Okay.
Then LC interest is 0.57 crore.
Okay.
Bank charges on LC is 0.63 crore. Bank charges on bank guarantee is 10.6 crore and other processing charges, etc., to bank is 6.39 crore.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
And thank you very much, colleagues, for attending our con call on the financial year 21-22 results. If you have still any other questions, please reach out to us. I really thank you for your support and trusting us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.